AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police across Louisiana are mourning the shooting death of State Trooper Stephen Vincent.
This badge means so many different things. It's the most precious thing in our uniform, and nobody wore this badge more proudly. This badge more than Stephen Vincent.
Colonel Michael Edmondson, Louisiana State Police Superintendent. Vincent died today after being shot by a sawed-off shotgun over the weekend. Investigators say the suspect opened fire after the trooper had stopped to help what appeared to be a stranded motorist. Kevin Daigle now faces first-degree murder charges. President Obama has lunch with Vice President Joe Biden amid speculation Biden might make a run for the White House. Here's our Mark Smith.
The White House stresses this meeting's just a post-vacation resumption of the regular weekly lunches between the two. But while the president was on Martha's Vineyard, Biden was using his away time to discuss a potential candidacy with friends, family, and advisors. On Saturday, he interrupted a stay in Delaware to meet in Washington with Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a leader of the Democratic Party's liberal wing. While a decision still reportedly weeks away, a Biden run would put Obama in a tight spot, trying to stay officially neutral while two of his closest political allies battle for the nomination to succeed him. Mark Smith at the White House.
The hack of the Canada-based cheating website Ashley Madison may have turned tragic.
We have two unconfirmed reports of suicides that are associated because of the leak of Ashley Madison's customers' profiles.
Toronto Police spokesman Bryce Evans says there have been numerous extortion threats. The group calling itself the Impact Team had accused the website's owners of deceit and incompetence, saying the company refused demands to shut down the site. Stocks are clawing their way out of a deep hole. The Dow opened down some 1,000 points this morning. Cincinnati has gained most of its losses, down now 137 points. This is AP Radio News. The massive fire burning in north-central Washington is now the largest in state history. 400-square-mile blaze, breaking a record set just last year in the same county. Steve Sturgeon was able to save his home but lost the buildings housing his scrap iron business.
I'm too old to start over again, but one day at a time. That's all I can do.
The fire is one of 16 burning in central and eastern Washington. More than 200 homes have been destroyed. More than 12,000 homes and thousands of other structures remain threatened by all of those fires. Two men have been arrested just outside a Maryland prison, facing charges for planning to use a drone to smuggle in drugs, pornographic DVDs, and a cell phone into a maximum security prison in western Maryland. State officials say they believe this is the first case of a drone being used in an attempt to deliver contraband to one of their prisons. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.